Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate the memorial of Saint Maria Goretti, virgin and martyr of chastity. Saint Maria was born about the year 1890 into a pious, poor family in Italy. And when she was 12 years old, a neighboring young man who I believe was a hired hand as well with the family, who was 19 years old, he attempted to violate Saint Maria Goretti, and she resisted, and she knew what was the motive of her resistance was her faith. She said, "No, that's a sin. You will go to hell." You see the supernatural motive. And she was threatened with death, and notwithstanding that, she still resisted and was stabbed 14 times, and did not die immediately, but instead lived, I forget how long it was afterwards, but suffering greatly and explicitly forgiving her murderer before she died. Venerable Pius XII gave a very moving homily at her canonization in 1950, and it was unique because it was the greatest crowd that they ever had for a canonization up until that time, and also the mother of Saint Maria Goretti was present for the canonization. And in his homily at the canonization, Saint Pius XII says or gives counsel to parents, young people, and then everyone in general, from the life of and death of Saint Maria Goretti. All can learn from her example. And this is what Pius XII says. Parents can learn from her story how to raise their God-given children in virtue, courage, and holiness. They can learn to train them in the Catholic faith so that when put to the test, God's grace will support them and they will come through undefeated, unscathed, and untarnished. You see, it was due to her Catholic upbringing, the example that her parents gave her, the training, the education, and the catechism, and the faith, and in the practice of virtue that led up to that culminating moment. She was prepared beforehand in a life of piety and virtue for the ultimate sacrifice of her life. From Maria's story, carefree children. Right now we go on to what the children and youth should learn from Saint Maria's story. From Maria's story, carefree children and young people with their zest for life can learn not to be led astray by attractive pleasures, which are not only ephemeral and empty, but also sinful. Instead, they can fix their sights on achieving Christian moral perfection, however difficult and hazardous that course may prove. With determination and God's help, all of us can attain that goal by persistent effort and prayer. Right? So this is for the youth, not to be led astray by the enticements of the world and, again, the natural zeal for life and for fun and all of that, but to be mortified and to strive after what counts most, virtue. And then his counsel for everyone, not all of us are expected to die a martyr's death, but we are all called to the pursuit of Christian virtue. This demands strength of character, though it may not match that of this innocent girl. How about that for a humbling statement? He's talking to a crowd of, I think it was 250,000, and he basically says, she's stronger than all of you. This demands strength of character, though it may not match that of this innocent girl. Still, a constant, persistent, and relentless effort is asked of us right up to the moment of our death. See that? Our whole life, every day, day in and day out, perseverance, fortitude, never throwing in the towel, but keeping our hands always to the plow. This may be conceived as a slow and steady martyrdom, which Christ urged upon us when he said, "The kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent bear it away." So let us all, with God's grace, strive to reach that goal, that the example of the Virgin Martyr, Saint Maria Goretti, sets before us. Through her prayers to the Redeemer, may all of us, each in his own way, joyfully try to follow the inspiring example of Maria Goretti, who now enjoys eternal happiness. See, there's our encouragement. We have Saint Maria Goretti now praying for each and every one of us, and especially for the youth, because she is the patron saint of youth. Saint Maria Goretti, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.